CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A student and teacher are dead in a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin.
Today truly is a sad day for Madison and for our country. It is a day that I believe will live in our collective minds for a very, very long time.
Police Chief John Barnes says the suspect, a teenage student, was also found dead, and six others were wounded, some with life-threatening injuries.
Our detectives are working hard in the investigative process to find out as many answers as we can so that we can further prevent these things from happening, not only in this community, but in other communities around our country.
President-elect Donald Trump's choice to be the health secretary was on Capitol Hill today. Scott McFarlane reports senators will have a lot of questions for RFK Jr.
Kennedy's detractors say he spreads misinformation, is an anti-vaxxer, and is a danger, especially if he's named the nation's top health official.
Trump at a news conference today said he's a big believer in the polio vaccine. He also talked about the need to end the war in Ukraine.
We had no wars when I left office, and now it's the whole world is blowing up.
And he weighed in on the drone sightings from New Jersey to Ohio, saying the government knows what's behind it.
Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people, and they should.
Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
With yet another sighting Monday morning, concern is growing over the mysterious drone appearances across multiple states.
It's hovering. It's sitting right there.
In New Jersey, authorities released a heat map to help track drone sightings in real time.
Some states are asking for permission to shoot them down if necessary. Trump also weighed in on Syria, saying Turkey was behind what he called the unfriendly takeover. The Biden administration has been in touch with the rebels there to help locate missing American Austin Tice. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
No U.S. government organization has been on the ground in Syria as of yet. We have been in communication with groups on the ground in Syria, and that includes not just HTS, but other groups.
Thousands of prisoners were released in the takeover. It's hoped Tice was among them. The former Marine has been missing since 2012. Jim Krasula has a look at a new CDC report on pain.
About a quarter of U.S. adults suffered chronic pain either daily or nearly every day last year. 10% said pain limited their life or work activities.
The French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean has been hit by the worst cyclone in a century. Hundreds of people are believed to have died. The Dow finished off 110. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 36-year-old man from Franklin and a Racine County Sheriff's deputy both went through the ice on Wind Lake during a rescue Saturday afternoon. Despite being in the water for an hour, the man from Franklin was rescued and is expected to be okay. A house fire near 16th and Kearney in Racine Friday resulted in the deaths of a family dog and a cat. The fire caused an estimated $80,000 in damages, with the cause still unknown. Foxconn has been approved for nearly $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. Microsoft has acquired a lot of the Foxconn land, and they're investing over $3 billion to create data centers in Mount Pleasant. Two well-traveled highways in the area have been officially renamed. County Highway KR is now State Highway 195. State Highway 75 has been redesignated as County Highway BD. Kenosha County has launched a new online property tax payment system. The new way allows property owners to view, print, and pay taxes in one location with electronic payment options available. And Racine's Harbor Fest is set to return to Festival Park on June 13th and 14th. It's after an 18-year hiatus. A statement says the event promises music, food, and family entertainment. Net proceeds are going to local charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers defeat the Seahawks.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next one.
Quarterback Jordan Love
coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early, you know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low to the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, highs warm to the upper 30s. Snow showers possible tomorrow night into early Wednesday, minor accumulations. Wednesday high, low 30s, more snow again Thursday. It's 42 right now.
Just the other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Can we listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN? And a big, big thank you to everyone who texted in last hour in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win statewide contest. And your next chance to win is coming up tomorrow morning with Don Rosen. That's in the 7 a.m. hour. He'll give you another keyword for your chance to win. Thank you, thank you, and good luck from WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Two girls for every boy.
I got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody.
Surrey City, here we come.
You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie.
Surrey City, here we come.
Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
Smile of rain.
to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Seals and Crofts on WRJN. Ah, there it is. There's our Green Bay Packer polka after a great win in Seattle last night.
Tell all the people across the USA, boom, boom, boom. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers. So Packers are now 10-4 on the season. Lions are 12-2 after their loss to Buffalo yesterday. Vikings and Bears play each other tonight on Monday Night Football. You got to hope for a Bears win. Bears are just 4-9 on the season. Vikings 11-2. Next Packer game coming up Monday night. Monday Night Football. And it starts at 5 with the pregame. Kickoff just after 7. Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron have the call of the action a week from tonight. And the game is brought to you locally by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or to buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packer football all season long on WRJN.
At O&H Danish Bakery, the Christmas season brings out their best. And this week, O&H is featuring their very Danish Christmas Kringle. True to its authentic Danish traditions, a very Danish Christmas Kringle has a smooth almond filling with Door County cherries. The crowning touch is its wonderful topping of drizzled icing and crisp toasted almond slivers. It's as Danish as it gets, and it's singularly sensational. A very Danish Christmas Kringle. Get one this week at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek, where their baking spirit's bright.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs. Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theatre Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Don't miss your chance to meet a Green Bay legend. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Studebaker's. Celebrate one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history with an autograph signing by Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Purchase a Blu-ray copy of You Can If You Will, the Jerry Kramer story, to make the day even more memorable. So fuel up, grab a bite, and meet a legend at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine, where fast and fantastic meet Hall of Fame greatness.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com.
Local news coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park News. Room. We'll get the latest on that school shooting today in Madison.
Baby.
It's Little Eva, the locomotion on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are looking for a mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 40. Next chance of precipitation tomorrow night into Wednesday. Could see a little bit of snowfall. Not a lot, maybe a half an inch or so. We'll keep you up to date here on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too. It's the Beach Boys on WRJN.
You better watch out.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus, yes, Santa Claus.
Or some tender.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three people are dead after a school shooting in Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Madison police say they got the call for an active shooter just before 11 a.m. Monday at Abundant Life Christian School on Madison's east side. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Today, around 10:57 a.m., our officers were responding to a call of an active shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School here in Madison. When officers arrived, they found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds.
Barnes says the shooter was a student and is now deceased. However, he said police did not have to shoot their weapons. Then authorities shifted focus to getting medical help for the people shot. The school has posted on their Facebook page asking for prayers. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Racine County Sheriff's deputy and a 36-year-old Franklin man fell through Racine County ice this weekend. The rescue attempt went awry Saturday afternoon on Wind Lake. The man from Franklin went into the water at around 12:30, several hundred yards from shore. A statement says very thin ice made for a tricky recovery. Despite being in the water for about an hour, the man rescued is expected to be okay. While Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn is still getting tax credits. A recent state report shows that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn employees in the state, and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. Originally, it was promised $10 billion and 13,000 jobs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low to the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, highs warm to the upper 30s. Snow showers possible tomorrow night into early Wednesday, minor accumulations. Wednesday high, low 30s, more snow again Thursday. It's 42 right now.
My baby love.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Y'all are wicked with your texting. The Civic Media Grown-Up Giftless Text to Win statewide contest is running all this week, and your next chance to win is coming up tomorrow morning in the 7 a.m. hour. You're going to want to listen to Don Rosen for the next keyword for your chance to win in the Grown-Up Giftless Text to Win statewide contest. We've had a lot of texters, and you can add to it. All you need to do is download the Civic Media app and be ready to text when we give you the keywords. By the way, if you want all the contest rules, you can visit civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired. Thank you.
it while she can.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Does a hanky panky.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, this time of year, the holiday season, I always thought it'd be kind of appropriate to visit Rudolph, Wisconsin. If you're unfamiliar, Rudolph is up near Wisconsin Rapids, but there are towns all over the United States with Christmas-themed names. I think we need a little Christmas music for this. Hang on. There we go. Perfect. In addition to Rudolph, Wisconsin, you could visit Noel, Missouri. Of course, there's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. How about Christmas Cove, Maine? Christmas, Florida? You can go to Mistletoe, Kentucky. This time of year, you can visit Holly, Michigan, or Eggnog, Utah. It's true. How about Snowflake, Arizona? Not too many places in Arizona get snowflakes, by the way. And Santa Claus, Indiana. Just a few of the places you can visit this time of year. Happy holidays.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
The 10th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Dogs and Cream. When the weather gets colder, warm up with something hot and delicious. The classic Chicago dogs, chili and cheese dogs, pretzel dogs, and savory burgers are just what you need to fight off that winter chill. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get the latest on that school shooting today in Madison.
Together.
my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 6 and, of course, more Timeless Hits and Christmas classics on the way. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Long as I remember the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly ages, trying to find the sun.
J.N.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm just a thief. With misery my only company. May come today and it might come tomorrow. When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't high. Best to get ready for the heartache.
is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Another deadly school shooting.